Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
This is Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. Well, there he is. Hilltop, brother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh.
Well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Show.
All right, guys, I already know what it is. It's Monday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody that's going to be on the show tonight. We are all live. Right now, before I jump into anything, we are at 230.19K, and the globe is rolling. New York City, I see you, California. I see you, Los Angeles. I see everybody over there. Across the pond, Germany, I see you guys over there in the Middle East. Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in tonight down there in South America as well, too. I want to thank everybody for being a part of this show tonight. Tonight is another exciting part of our jazz series here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Tonight you guys are going to be in tune with another great smooth jazz artist that we'll be having on momentarily. First of all, before we get into everything, welcome my tag team partner tonight, no other than Miss Robin Lynn Maven, Buzz Live Radio. I am streaming up there in Seattle, Washington. What's up, Robin? How you feeling?
I am feeling and doing okay. Ready for another hot show. Some jazz.
Right, Robin, where are we also, where can people go and tune, you know, and listen to us tonight?
Okay, we're originating from DJ Sean Live 24/7 Vibes Live Radio. We're streaming live on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Spotify, Hear This, Spreaker Radio, TuneIn Radio, and you can click and catch us on Twitch, Mixler, Mixcloud, and all other social media platforms. Yes. We are everywhere.
Right. Again, we
Amazon Music and iTunes and Google Podcasts. Yes.
All right. There you guys go. So you can't say, oh, I can't find you. That's a bunch of hogwash. Because you can find us all over the world here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's for sure. We got 230K people that made it from all over the world.
That's right. All right, got bringing one of the baddest DJs here on the Hilltop Radio Show. What's up, DJ DQ, man? How you doing, man?
What's up, Sean? How you doing, brother?
Man, have you got you? I get ready to say, man, you all over the damn place the weekend, man. Did you get some rest today, man?
Yeah, I tried to get a little bit of rest today. I was blowed up last night. A lot of hot dogs
and a lot of baked beans and hamburgers. And yeah, I figured that. Potato salad, macaroni salad. I missed all that salad and shit. But yeah, it's all good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, as always, man, thank you for taking time out of your schedule, man, to join us here on the show you do what you do every week, week in and week out. Let everybody know where they can find you at DJ GQ on the social media, man.
You can find me at Harold Thompson on Facebook, Instagram, also right here on the Hilltop. I'm on 99.9 WJGB, the afternoon Back in the Day Cafe. I also got a gospel show on Sundays at 4 o'clock. And that's about a wrap. Oh, and World Play DJs. I'm with World Play DJs.
All right. Robin, let everybody know where they can follow you at, sweetheart.
You can find me everywhere at Robin Lynn Maben, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Gmail, okay? And then right here at the Hilltop Radio Show, if you have any music to be played on the radio station, Vibes Live Radio, send it to vibesliveradio@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Attention, whatever genre it is. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So that's that.
All right, everybody, again, welcome to the show. Let's get our guest over on here. Let's call him into the show.
Leave a message at the sound of the tone.
You believe in Texas. That's not good. That's not good. All right, let me text him. Let him know I'm calling him. Yeah. Let's do this. Let's jump into a quick song, and we'll be right back here on the Hilltop, y'all. Single Life by Cameo, and we're going to be blessed by one of the members of Cameo in a few weeks. Willie Morris is going to be joining us along with Al Davis in a couple of weeks here on the Hilltop Radio Show. That's right, we're getting bigger and better over here. We're showing off, DJ GQ. We don't know. That's what we do over here. We just show off, man. You know what I mean?
Hello.
All right, the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour, Mr. Mitchell. Welcome to the show, man. How's it going, man?
doing good, my friend. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Blessed to have you with us here on our jazz series on the Hilltop Radio Show, man. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, man, and being a part of our show, man. It's an honor. It's a humbling night. And I don't know what else to say, man, but thank you.
Man, it's a blessing to be here, to be connected with you and all these amazing people. Yeah, man, this is definitely a great experience. I'm looking forward to this little talk we about to have.
Yeah, man, you're a bad dude, man. I'm read your bio, and you know you got a tour coming up, man. So talk to us about your tour, man. How exciting are you about your tour? You know, after the pandemic is over, you know, some places are starting to open up, man. So how exciting is that for you, man?
Very exciting, especially being I'm touring with one of my favorite artists. I mean, I grew up listening to his music. I'm touring with Najee as a special guest. And, of course, I have my own dates outside of that. But it's a very good experience. We have tour dates ranging from April that's carrying us all the way until November. You know, on my website, they're listed. But it's an amazing experience. I think the strangest thing is just trying to get reacclimated to the whole idea of performing on stage. Man, I had a whole year off. But, you know, it's that's something.
Yeah, you got the Lake Amp, you know, you have the July the 10th through the 18th in, what's that, Michigan? Lake Amber?
Lake Arbor.
Lake Arbor, yeah,
Lake,
I'm sorry.
Lake Arbor, yeah, that's in Maryland, yeah.
Okay, Maryland, all right, y'all. Y'all better act right, my man coming into the DMV, y'all.
Then, right,
then
right.
Then you got July the 30th, you're in Richmond, Virginia. Then you at the Birmingham Fest on the 8th. You're here in Raleigh,
man.
North Carolina, on August the 13th and the 14th. September the 1st, you up there in Detroit. That's with Najee. I know that. I've seen that on it. And then me and DJ GQ and myself, we're going to be rolling down September the 4th to Charleston, South Carolina, man. We're going to be checking you guys out, man, doing some interviews again, you know, for you guys doing y'all thing down there in Charleston, South Carolina, September the 4th, man.
Nice, man. I cannot wait. It's definitely going to be a blast. All of these dates have something special attached, because every time we step on stage, it turns into a very special moment. So I definitely encourage everyone that's listening, get your ticket. You see that we're coming to the area, Najee and Friends, Nathan Mitchell, Official, get your ticket, because one show does not tell the story. Each show has its own identity, own flavor, own flow, and I promise you, you're going to walk away with an experience that you'll appreciate.
I had a chance to talk to Mr. Bob Baldwin today. I said, talk to him for a little bit, you know, excited about having him on the show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, man.
And I told him, I said, boy, y'all the bad boys. Bad boys, the, you know, smooth jazz, man. Y'all get panties and stuff thrown at y'all too, man, when y'all up there. <on stage. laughs>
I'm too young for all that.
Yeah.
Y'all was up there in Seattle, you know, Robin Lynn Maven, she's here on the show with us on Vibes Live Radio. I am streaming. I'm surprised she didn't come in there with her cake and jump on the stage with y'all butt naked, man. Y'all got to watch out for her,
God.
Man. Yeah, man.
That's because they sat Najee's special guest all the way in the back.
Oh, my God. Man, but you know what? We had a good time in Seattle. Seattle was a blast.
Yeah, that was a great show. It really was. Thank you.
And Nate, I'm gonna ask you one of the questions I asked Najee when he was on. The traditional ways of jazz being, you know, broadcasted, you know, in the war shows and stuff. These, you know, and I'm not calling them out in a disrespectful manner, but you know, me as a person my age at 51. I miss the traditional ways of these award shows, you know, Soul Train, the Grammys, VH1, you know, getting away from what, you know, people from my age, you know, I understand the young generation is, you know, where you're trying to get at and this and that, which is cool and everything, but you also, you're forgetting my generation of music that we grew up on, and them getting away from, you know, bringing you guys back on stage, you know, and, you know, showcasing you guys. Is that a, has the industry done, you know, gone away from that in a disrespectful way, man, just because it's, you know, everything is money, money, money now?
I feel like the industry has transitioned to a different place than what we're accustomed to. I do not feel that the transition is disrespectful, but I do feel like the transition is catering to the larger population of followers.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point with the transition, you know, you have a lot of young adults, what, ages 35, between the ages of what, 21, 20, 35, 20 to 40, that are catering. That's the music that you're hearing on radio. That's the music that you're hearing primarily on all syndicates. So I don't feel that it's a disrespectful transition. I do feel that it's catering more to the audience that that's there. So, but I do feel like there should be a better balance, because regardless of the population that of music lovers for the new styles of R&B, the new styles of soul music, you still have those that are 40 and over that still appreciates living legends like Najee, Boney James, that appreciate the Kurt Whalums, that appreciate the Norman Browns, Nick Colion. So there has to be a balance, I feel, and I do feel like there is a lack of balance when it comes down to that audience as well. So, you know, I don't think it's disrespectful, but I do feel like it is more so catering to the population that, you know, the greater population. And at this point, when you listen to radio, you will hear Beyonce, Drake, you will hear all of these different artists from the R&B pop. With very few stations, you're going to hear, you know, guys like
75
myself.
Times within an hour.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I'm not taking away from them, man, but it's also other music out there that, you know, we love to hear, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right. And I agree.
You know
with
what
you.
I mean? Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all, it's the same thing, but then you got, you know, artists that are trying to create their style as what you hear on the radio, which is, you know, people like me on the radio, I'm like, wow, man, we already have that. You know, why continue on trying to be like that? You're not going to get in the industry no quicker, no faster by pretending
right.
to be someone else. Yeah. Yes,
well,
sir.
I mean, and the industry as a whole, in my opinion, has definitely transitioned. I was just doing a comparisons with someone the other day about the music of the 90s compared to the music of today. And it's just, it's definitely obvious that it has changed. For instance, a young lady I was speaking to, you know, she was listening to the sounds of what's happening with Chris Brown at the time of her graduation from high school, and I was listening to Mint Condition.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
So it's like, it's a total change. It's a big change. So, you know, we've gone from the sounds of live music to more samples, more commercial beats. It's more about the beat than it is about the musicality of the bass being there, or the guitar or keys. You know, and those are elements that, you know, I love. And I think the biggest thing is that, you know, we all just gotta find that balance. You know, and then two, those that love the music, they have a responsibility as well. They have to step up and say something. They have to step up and support it. They got to step up and say, hey, this is what we want to see.
Right. All right, you guys, this is Nathan Mitchell right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, our special guest, part of our Smooth Jazz series. And man, again, man, we appreciate you, man, for, you know, for taking time out of your schedule, man, and being with us here on the show, man. And, you know, thank you. Yeah. So, man, you started in a business, if you don't mind if I tell everybody, you started in a business with you know, with Bad Boys, right?
Yeah, I definitely had.
Well, you took
experience.
A deep breath on that one, did you?
I'll just say it was an experience. It was one like no other, and definitely it was a learning curve for even where I'm at today. So.
All right, so that's in the past. I just want to throw that out there that, you know, jazz. You know, jazz musicians also, you know, were on major labels back in the day at that time.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well, too, man. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, NAACP, you know, nominated not once but twice, man. How does that make you feel being recognized through one of the biggest organizations, you know, here in the world, man?
You know what, man? I call them the Black Grammys. And all I can say is I feel like it's amazing that I could have been selected to be a part of it, you know, to be able to have my music selected to be among some of the greatest names. Yeah, I definitely, it's a great feeling. You know, we're going to keep putting the music out and, you know, the label and all the representations of, you know, me, the Nathan Mitchell official brand. We're going to keep putting it out there, and we're believing one day, man, we're going to come back with that actual trophy, so.
Well, yeah, it's coming, man. You claimed it here tonight, man, so it's coming to you, man. A lot of accomplishments, you know, in your time being here, man, and we're going to get into some of your accomplishments, you know, here tonight on the show, man. Nate,
yeah.
where can the people find you at on, you know, on social media? How can they find your music and, you know, and your tour dates and things like that to get familiar with who you are?
Basically, definitely find me on all social media platforms. Facebook, you can find me at Nathan Mitchell Music. Definitely I have my schedule there. You can find me on IG at Nathan Mitchell Official. On Twitter, NMX, NMX Official. Now, I want everybody to go to my IG because my IG numbers are low. So, y'all need to help a brother out. You know, over to IG, get them IG numbers up because I'm not looking so important over there. But, you know, I need a little help over there. So, in
all
IG
right.
world. But also, find me on, you know, my website, Nathan Mitchell. Music.com, and definitely we keep it updated where you can see the latest going on with the music, tour dates, all that stuff. But let's go to IG. You know, we got to get those numbers up.
All right, y'all. He said IG one more time. Nate, what's your IG? What's your IG info?
Nathan Mitchell Official.
Nathan Mitchell Official, y'all, over there on IG. All right, before we jump into a song, Robin Lynn Buys Live Radio, I am streaming up there in Seattle, Washington. Anything you want to ask this young brother?
Yeah, so like when everything shut down and you found out you wasn't going to be touring or even leaving your house for a while, how do you keep your spirits up? How do you keep yourself motivated when that happens?
You know what? I actually found myself tapping into new levels of creativity. 2020 was a bit challenging year for a lot, but honestly, I feel 2020 was probably my most accomplished year. I had 4 releases last year, and that was just a great feeling to know that I could put out music for people to appreciate. And what it actually did for me, honestly, it actually created a larger listening audience for me, because now people had to slow down and they actually had to pay attention to what I was saying. And I've had so many new fans and followers come into my camp because of the pandemic. So it wasn't all too bad.
Okay. Wow.
Anything else, Ms. Robin?
No, I'll just wait until after we hear more music.
And also, Nate, I'm gonna get some of your music up there to Robin because she has a jazz 24 hour streaming show on her network.
Live, okay. Live Jazz and Blues.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're gonna keep you busy, man. So, you know, just get ready. Just get ready, man.
I appreciate it. I appreciate all the love that you've been showing my music and, you know, and just the brand. You know, you make sure that we're getting out there to the listening audience, and that means a whole lot.
Hey, man, that's the thing about we have to do now, man. We have to uplift one another and network with one another, you know, and help one another hand in hand, man, because without us, man, you know, there's no one, you know, we can't hear you or Najee or,
right.
or Bob, you know, or the other greats, you know, so
we
got it. And everything isn't always, let me throw this out here real quick. Everything isn't always about a dollar, man. It's about, hey, you know, I help get that music to the outlets that it needs to be in, whether it's, you know, Top 40 radio or, you know, Sirius XM radio. But, you know, we had a hand in it. So just remember, you know, when you do go get that Grammy, just shout out Hilltop Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? So that'll help me out.
Oh, man, what you talking about? You need to suit up and be there with us.
I can do that. Nate Mitchell, y'all, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, our Smooth Jazz Series. We'll be right back with one of his greatest songs I like. You guys are going to like Do I Do.
Yeah.
has Nate Mitchell. Do I do? Welcome to the Hilltop Radio Show. Nate, man, when you hear your music,
like,
man,
it.
On the radio, man, how does that make you feel, man?
It feels surreal, like it's not a real thing.
Do you criticize yourself? Do you criticize yourself?
You know, I am very, I guess you could say I'm kind of like a OCD type of guy when it comes down to my music. So I'm real, try to pay attention to as much detail as possible. And when I can't find nothing else to, I'm like, okay, well, I can't find nothing else to change or this or that or the other. I just put it out. When I hear it come back, I'm like, sometimes I'm like, wow, like I actually created that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got DJ Debo. Welcome to the show, man. Anything you want to ask this young brother, man? I know you into jazz yourself.
Man, I love that, man. That rendition of Stevie Wonder, man. You couldn't go wrong without.
You know, it's funny, though, because Stevie's music is already perfected. So to me, it was a little challenge to try to figure out how to play it and produce it with my own little flavor without robbing its integrity of what he's already put out. So, and it sounds like, you know, from people I heard, we didn't do too bad.
Let me tell you,
man.
You did a great job on that one, brother. And I'm a jazz con. I love jazz.
And I appreciate it. And that's my good friend Doobie Powell on there, you know, on there just killing it, killing the vocals, and Tremaine Lamar in the background. It was just a great vibe.
That's right. It's Nate Mitchell here, you guys, on the Hilltop Radio Show, our Smooth Jazz Series live. Nate, again, man, thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being with us tonight. Nate, where can people go again to follow you and be a part of your life? You know, get your music and just know who you are in this world, man.
Nathan Mitchell Official on Instagram, on Facebook, Nathan Mitchell Music. I should pop up. You'll see me in like this little pink salmon vest and pants with some roses in my hand. So you connect. And also on Twitter at NMX, Nathan Mitchell Experience, NMX Official on Twitter. So, and also the website is www.NathanMitchellMusic.com. So lock in. Stay connected.
Yeah, man. You've been Africa. You've been Australia, New Zealand, Europe,
yes.
Alaska. 36
yes,
countries
sir.
In all, man. How does that make you feel? Your accomplishments, you know, are getting bigger and better, you know, even though we had a shutdown for a year, man. But all the accomplishments that you're, you know, getting ready to provide back into the jazz world, man, how exciting is that going to feel for you, man?
Man, it was great, you know, to have the opportunity to tour the world like that and go to some places that some people dream of that will probably never go in their entire lifetime, you know, and I was able to, you know, to be blessed to go. Yeah, it was definitely something. It was a learning experience everywhere I went.
All right. Man, I'm going to get ready to get you. I'm going to put your own self in the hot seat, man. Out of all your accomplishment and your music, man, which album is your best album?
My best album. The best one. That's hard to say. That's asking me which instrument is my best instrument, because I play seven. So it's like I can't say it's my best one.
Oh, wow. You play seven instruments? Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it's like.
Name them instruments that you play when you get done. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no, you're good. Naming the instruments, bass guitar, lead guitar, keyboard, of course, organ, of course, that could be the same as a keyboard, saxophone, drums, clarinet, and pretty much all three valve instruments, trumpet, French horn, any of those things.
Wow, you're your own orchestra.
If I need to be. I mean, the one thing, like all the music that you hear, I played everything myself. I produced everything, whether it was the bass guitar, whether it was I have a couple of young guys that I use that are great musicians. Jordan Love on guitar, but sometimes I might play it myself. Drums, I use my son sometimes, EJ, but sometimes I play it myself. If you hear anything that has bass guitar,
Earl playing by himself, man. Earl playing, you know, by himself, man.
Yeah, man. It's like, hey, I never have to worry about paying session musicians, and I never have to complain about it not being played right.
All right.
I know.
Right.
Well, I just clicked follow. I'm following you now. I wanted to send you a friend request, but I can't. But I'm gonna follow.
Oh man, send it. I'm pretty sure there's somebody on there that we can.
Let's get ready to get the boot. Yeah, I was getting ready to go to DJ Debo. He's from out of Delaware, and he will be joining you over there. And we're hoping to beat you and Najee when you guys come. He's gonna be coming to that event. Doing an interview with you guys as well. You know, just bring some joy to you guys when y'all visit Delaware, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. So, DJ Debo, go ahead and ask Mr. Nate Mitchell a question, man.
Oh, man. I mean, his music speaks for itself. You know, I like I said, I love jazz. I love music. I love good music. And from what I've heard, you are a great musician, not only producer, arranger, organizer, just the instruments that you play, that's just a testament in your music, man. I love what I hear, and it's just something that, again, like I always say about good music, right now is the time that it's needed. It's really needed right now. You need it right now.
Yeah. Well, music, right, man, music is healing for the soul. I know for a fact. And let's go back to this topic, to the question you asked me, DJ Sean. You said, which one was my best album?
Yes, sir.
So I feel like my soulmate album was my, I feel like my Smooth Groove album was my identity album. That was the album that allowed me to find my identity, to find my flow. And actually, it was my motivator to show me what I'm capable of doing. But the Soulmate album was my most passionate album. The Donnie Duke and Wonder album, I feel, is my most creative album. And I feel like this new album, Love Languages, is probably the most expressive.
Oh, yeah.
Because this new album, I just kind of like, you know, you know what? I'm going to just do what I want to do. And whoever likes it, like it. Who doesn't, doesn't. I'm just going to do it. So I feel like this new album, Love Languages, is my most expressive album.
So you put a piece of yourself in each, or more than a piece of yourself, each one of them, a different emotion, so to speak?
It's like, yeah, you know, all my different emotions, characteristics. I always tell people, if you really want to know, I mean, I feel like until you really get to know me, I'm kind of like an introvert-extrovert person. When you get to know me, we going to act like clowns. But when you first meet me, it's like, okay, he's really quiet. But I tell anyone, if you really want to know who I am outside of my music, as far as outside of what you see on the flyer, just listen to my music. My music tells who I am. It speaks. It tells my story. It tells exactly about all my sides. So, you know, it's very expressive.
That's right. And you've done some I'm sorry, Debo, go ahead. I'm sorry. You finished? Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. You good. You just,
okay.
Like you said, music is an expression of the individual. So yes. I'm done, Sean. Go ahead, bro.
Okay. Now you've done some collabs with some big names in the industry as well yourself, correct?
Yes.
You've done some music with Glenn Jones.
That's my boy, man.
Tony Terry.
Yes, sir.
Will Downing, to name a few. How is it working? How is it, you know, working with those brothers that already have, you know, Glenn Jones had, you know, like three or four, you know, top 10 hits, you know, Will Downing, he just came off a awesome unsung, You know, Tony Terry's doing his thing, you know, not only music, but, you know, he's in film and everything as well, man. So how does that make you feel able to have these brothers, you know, helping you with your music?
Honestly, it's probably one of the greatest honors because these are guys that I grew up listening to and just have the utmost respect. So to hear them not just be artists, but our friends, supporters, people that, I mean, even like Glenn. I actually met Glenn Jones through Will Downing. I was actually, Glenn is on my Love Language album, and Glenn sung this song, Spend My Life With You. And what's funny is when I wrote Spend My Life With You, people have asked me, who did you write that song about? And I told them, I was like, and this is how it happened. I had a dream, and I had it was a movie in the dream. I woke up and wrote the lyrics from the dream I had, and I started recording it. So I told Glenn, I was like, I don't know, this might hit a movie, this might hit something, but it has to have, you know, that level of passion. So Glenn got that song. He said, man, I'm going to sing it your way, but I got to put a little bit of me in here and this, that, and the other. And I was like, man, let's do it. And that song finished. And even now, Glenn hit me last week and was like, man, listen, I have to add your song to my regular show. That probably was one of the greatest honors I've ever had happen to me, because this is someone that I listened to in middle school. We've only just begun and all them songs, and here he is now. He feels that my music is just is to the point where it's strong enough to be in his show. It feels that's a great feeling.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, here it is, Spend My Life With You, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, you guys. Featuring Mr. Glenn Jones.
Can you to the night that I saw you?
That's a new new song for people to get married to now, in this year, man. That's awesome. I love that. DJ yeah. GQ, what do you think, man?
Yeah, man, I like the vibe of it. It sounded real good.
Man, I appreciate it. Glenn did a great job on it too.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Glenn's showing off. I hear him showing off. Yeah. DJ Debo, what do you think, man? Nice, right?
Yeah, soundtrack. I hear that is a soundtrack or a score in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Man, listen, that's literally how it came. I heard it. I literally saw myself in my dreams sitting watching a movie, and that song came through.
Yeah, wow.
So, if y'all know Tyler Perry or anybody, just, you know, put a little word in for your boy.
And, man, I was sitting here texting a couple of people that I know in the film industry, man. I told them that I have someone for them to talk to and a song to listen to, man. So I'm gonna connect you with those brothers tomorrow, man. You know, I'm gonna connect you with the two cats tomorrow, man. Maybe y'all can come up with something, you know, for a song or, you know, something Disney. That's a Disney song too. You know, one of those Disney movies as well too, man. Oh yeah.
That's
oh yeah. Yeah, man. I told you, man, you had the right house, man, the Hilltop Radio Show, man. We don't play around here, man. We get shit done.
I love it.
Robin Lynn, did that song bring some tears to you, baby? Are you crying?
Man, that is just a really great music, man. And I'll be like, I'll give you all my money. I'll give you all my jewelry.
Oh, really? That is, I'm screaming.
We got another talented female artist on that's listening too. Benita Applebaum, what do you think about that song, sweetheart?
Oh, I love it. I think it'll definitely be on the wet list. And as they said, soundtrack for a movie in Disney. Yeah, I agree. Great song.
Yep. So make sure we get these plugs in, you know. Plug him in. Plug your boy in. Let's get these, movies on.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an opportunity to talk with Glenn, you know, through you. And I thank you for that connection as well, Nate. We'll be having Glenn on soon. As soon as he gets, you know, scheduling and things like that. Because you guys are, you know, getting ready to go back full throttle, man. And that's, you know, we appreciate you guys and the music. You know, that you guys are doing for us and continue on doing for us, man, and we appreciate it.
Oh, man, I appreciate you. You know, thank you for thinking about me.
Oh, yeah, man. Your boy Najee said, man, you gotta get my boy Nate on your show, man. So, you know, shout-outs to Leroy Johnson for hooking us up. Najee and then, you know, starting the train ride, man. So, you know, we appreciate everything that comes to everybody, man, in a positive way. So,
yeah. Cool dude, man. It was great meeting him.
Yeah, you guys. Dude. Yeah, he told me, yeah, you guys did a lot up there. And, yeah, after y'all left, I'm going to mess with you like I mess with him. After y'all left Seattle had a heat wave, ain't it right, Robin?
They sure did. It was, they turned up the heat and then left the heat here. It was 102 degrees. I was like, okay, wow. You know, no, you ain't right.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
It ain't never been no 100 degrees up here in Seattle. Yeah, Sasquatch shaved his head bald. That's how hot it was.
Poor Sasquatch.
Hey, hey, Nate, another question I want to ask you, brother. What does jazz mean to you, man? What does the music mean to you?
I mean, I feel it's just improvisation, instrumental expression. You know, jazz says something through the music that the mouth can't translate. You know, it's all about it. It pulls from the soul, pulls from the spirit, pulls from the inner man, and it puts a voice behind it through these melodies and harmonies.
All right.
You just said a mouthful right there, bro, because you're talking about frequencies and vibrations right there.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate you again for taking time out of your schedule. And Nate, where can, again, you know, I ask this question a lot. Where can people, you know, find you and your music, man, on the social media?
Oh, definitely. Find me on IG, Instagram, Nathan Mitchell Official. You can find me on Facebook, Nathan Mitchell Music. You can find me on Instagram at NMX Nathan Mitchell Experience, NMX Official. And also on my website, NathanMitchellMusic.com. Yeah, stay connected.
All right, you guys. Let's get into another one of Nate Mitchell's jams. We'll be right back on the hilltop. Yeah, welcome back to the Hilltop Radio Show. That's Mr. Nate Mitchell featuring, let me guess, Tony Terry, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Now check this. Now, me and Sean, we homies, so he calls me Nate. But if you want to find me, you got to look under Nathan. Nathan Music, not Nate. Yo, that's my man next door.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
good God. Get it on the good foot. Sorry.
Right.
GQ, Devo, what do you think about that one, man?
Oh, come on, man. I love it. You know what? When it first opened up, that the African drum kit, when it very first opened up, you know that's the same identical drum kit and pattern that Petey Pablo used, and I told y'all.
Oh, no!
I love this. Yeah, I love it. If you get a chance and you go listen to Petey Pablo, I told y'all, it's the same African drum kit, and the same pattern, almost the same pattern. But man, I love that, man. I wish I had that right now. To ride home to tonight.
$69.95 Cash App. $69.95 You get it right there, hell, Devo.
You know that's a great thing because I planned on doing it Thursday night. I'm doing a jazz mix Thursday night and putting it on a thumb drive. I love that jazz, man, and it keeps you. I don't know if anybody else. Love jazz and listen to jazz. But one thing I tell you, if you got a problem with driving real fast and getting tickets, you need to listen to some jazz because it keeps you from getting tickets.
All right. Ms. Robin Lynn, what do you think about that? Well, I know you are all over it.
I am so all over it. Like I said, it makes me want to give him my money, my jewelry. I ain't got no good credit, but I'll give you the three numbers off of my debit card.
I love it.
DJ GQ, man, talk to us, man.
Yeah, man, I love the song, man. My phone went, I didn't get the last ending of it, but the rest of it sounds real good. Keep doing what you're doing, bud.
Man, I appreciate it.
And let's get this other young lady on here. Benita Applebaum, hi, how you feel about that one?
Nice and smooth. I love it. Nice and smooth.
All right. All right, Nathan, man. I love that song, man. Because when I heard it, I went through all your music, man, and I was like, yeah, I got to get that one on there. You know, Tony Terry, he's doing his thing, and I didn't even listen to it until tonight, man. I love that, man. Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
Love that.
I appreciate it.
Because it was kind of hard to pick and choose your music, man, because you had, you know, all your music is worth, you know, taking all your music, man, and putting it into, like Devo said, one big thumb drive, man, and just sitting back and just enjoying yourself with it, you know, at a family reunion or, you know, or just a playlist driving across 12-hour ride or something like that, man. You know, you're doing your thing, man. I appreciate you, again, able to take time out of your schedule and join us here on the show, man. It's humbling. It's a humbling experience tonight, man, to know someone like you, you know, and what you're doing for the industry.
I appreciate it. You know, I mean, I've been at it for years, and I feel like now I'm starting to really get my just due. I guess you can call it that. But the biggest thing is that it's just a different feeling, a different vibe right now putting this music out. It's all about just getting my heartbeat out there and not really looking for anyone's approval for it. This is me. This is who I am. And it feels good to know that I'm being appreciated for what, you know, I'm trying to say through my music.
Right. You know, and You know, I'll just go back a little bit in time. You know, 2012, you know, you put your, you release For All Eternity, you know, because of, you know, the passing of your wife, you know, cancer and everything. Sorry, you know, that happened to you, you know, in your lifetime, man. You know, cancer sucks. You know, a lot of us lost loved ones. And then, man, you know, on 4 years later, you know, well, 2 years later, man, you tag team with James Lloyd of Pieces of a Dream, man. You got your first top 10 release hit. How that accomplishment make, you know, feel, man, to get
it was,
you know,
it was
in the top 10?
Because James is somebody that, you know, he's, I call him Uncle Jay. You know, he's someone that is very well respected in the industry. I mean, not just that, but he was shaped and was pretty much raised musically by one of the greats, Grover Washington. So to have James Lloyd, to have the entire Pieces of a Dream team in your corner, that's not a bad situation. So to be able to team up with James, I mean, I came up with this melody and this feel of a song he liked and asked if he could record it. So I sent him the song, you know, he put a little James Lloyd touch to it, and it was a great feeling to see it do well on Billboard and on radio.
Now,
wow.
Man, we're proud. Again, man, it's humbling to have you on here because James Lloyd, he's you know, he's done work with a lot of you guys. Bob, I looked at Bob's stuff. He did work with Bob as well. Pieces of a Dream does some work with Bob as well, man. So it's good that you brothers are a tight-knit community, man. You guys look out for one another the way it's supposed to be. You know, it's no, you don't hear no hating in the jazz world, man. You guys just do y'all thing, man. Entertain people, make people happy.
Yeah.
You know,
doubt.
A lot of people get up and dance and they drink and eat. Go ahead, Robin.
I see your first video. I saw you just released your first video. Look at that.
Not yet. I haven't released it, but it is done. And I'm very excited because I'm trying to right now. I'm just talking to my team now. To determine when it would be a great time to set a release date for us to premiere this video. But when we do, man, you guys definitely have to be one of the first to know so that way you can view it and get the word out. But, yeah, I'm very excited about
this. Yes, because we not only have radio, we have TV shows and stations and channels, too. Live
That's
on Roku,
up.
Apple TV, and Fire Stick, and mainstream media, baby.
Robin moved too fast there, Nate. I had already talked to you about connecting with Robin and starting your own jazz channel, you know, through Roku.
Yeah, man.
So she already threw it out there. She I tell you, man, she'll kill a party, man. She'll kill a party.
Hey. I can't help it. They lit them sparklers 4th of July, and I'm still on fire. I'm sorry, y'all. Just mute my mic, Sean. Just mute my mic.
Well, Nathaniel, man, again, man, we appreciate you, man, taking time out of your schedule, man. And to me, man, honestly, it's been an honor to get to know you personally, you know, off the microphones, man, and know, you know, get to know who you are and chat with you and rap with you, man, about music and about life itself, man. I feel like I'm a brother for life for you, man.
Like I told you
last week, anything that we can do to help you with, you know, with your music, man, you know, you got my word that we're gonna do it for you, man. Real talk.
Man, I'm sitting up here getting text messages. I feel like Najee when he talks about this stuff. I'm getting text messages and DMs, instant messages saying they better play Vibe and Bounce before we get off.
Play what?
Vibe and Bounce. It's a song with me and Gerald Albright. You know, so they better play Vibe and Bounce before we go. But man, let me tell you, you have definitely just been a great friend also too, man. Just the connection is valuable, and I appreciate, you know, everything that you've done from the first day we had our first conversation up till now. Just, you know, just how you've been pushing and promoting, I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Hey man, anything I can, you know, it's like, you know, us people, our people are our worst enemies, man. And I hate saying that, but we are, because we'll have that one phone number in our phone that can help somebody. But we're so selfish at times where we don't want to give up that phone number because we don't want that person to get ahead, you know, ahead of the game, or we want to keep everybody grounded. And that's just, you know, what we go through as far as a nation, you know, as black people, we go through, you know, we just had a very disrespectful president ground us, man, and we still grounding ourselves instead of helping one another, man. If you fall down, I'm supposed to run over there and lift you up, man, not walk by you. You know what I'm saying? We are our worst enemy, and I hope one day we'll all wake up, really wake up and understand that. If we all put our minds and hearts together, man, we, like, you know, like Martin Luther King said, we can overcome. We ain't overcame yet. We can overcome. We haven't done it yet. So I just wanted to throw that out there, man.
Yeah, definitely.
So Nathan, Tampa, what do you got going on in Tampa? The fourth
Tampa
Monday
now,
of each month.
When I'm here, you know, I try to do like a open jam here once a month, every fourth Monday at Ruby Elixir's, a spot in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is kind of, it's kind of tied. St. Pete tied to the Tampa Bay area. So usually we do that jam, bring a lot of the talent out there, musicians, singers. First set, I usually do my own thing and play a lot of, you know, cover songs, soul songs, whatever we want to play. And then we bring all this amazing talent from the area on stage and just let them just do that thing to a live band the whole night. So,
oh, wow.
And then, too, I have a whole bunch of special guests. The last time I had my friend, good friend, BK Jackson, who is currently the sax player for Trombone Shorty and was with Prince, up to the point of us losing Prince. And then, too, my cousin, Adrian Crushfield, who plays with CeeLo Green as well as played with Prince up until his past.
Wow.
We've had quite a few guests. You know, you never know. You might see Najee pop in one day. You might see Will Downey. You might see anybody. You might see Stokely from Mint Condition. You don't know who's going to show up.
Well, I already told you once I get well, I'm coming down. I'm going to pop up in on you, man. I'm going to come on down there and just, I can't sing or don't play no instruments, but my presence is all you need, brother.
I was going to jump up on the stage with y'all, but
come on,
they sat me way in the back.
Come on.
Well, you may never know. I could bring my turntables and get up there with you guys and you know,
hey,
do
man.
Some
bring
little mixing and
too.
Stuff with y'all, man. Yeah.
Hey, man. Come on too. In. Come in there and show DJ Nice how to do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to show him up too much, man, you know, because I don't want to lose his job. yeah. I'm just kidding, man. But, we do see some numbers on the board. If you guys, I'll see a 503 and a 904 and some other numbers. If you guys want to jump in and ask Mr. Mitchell a question, hit one on your keypad. That'll get you over into the queue, and I'll get you on. If you guys want to ask a question. Please, nobody. Well, Nathan again, I'm sorry, brother. Let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, man.
Yeah, Nathan Mitchell Official on Instagram. Find me on Facebook. Just go to Nathan Mitchell Music. On Twitter, NMX, Nathan Mitchell Experience, NMX Official. And then, of course, my website is NathanMitchellMusic.com. So lock in, chime in, and let's see what we do.
Hey, man, I'm going to do a show, you know, once I get all you guys on, I'm going to do a show probably in a couple of months called Talking All That Jazz, man. We're going to bring you guys back on, all you guys back on one night, you know, one night only, and have all you guys on the same show. You guys can talk about, you know, jazz and, you know, where y'all going at, you know, so far, the music, and how's life treating you guys. But all you guys on the show at one time, and, you know, we'll play all the music again and just have a good old time talking jazz, man.
Oh, yeah. Man, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Any shout-outs, man? Any last words you want to give the people out there listening, man?
Oh, definitely, man. Well, definitely got to give a shout-out to all my family and friends. A special shout-out to the Nathan Mitchell Fan Club. I got a lot of great followers. I have about 800 people in my fan club, and they are supporters of the music. They're always posting, they're always sharing. It's a great, and they show up to events. You might come in there, and all of a sudden you'll see about 30, 40, 50 people jumping up, screaming, hollering, and whatever else. Those are just a fan club. They just support. I definitely got to give a special shout out to all of those ladies and those gentlemen that are just, they're sold into the vision, and they just want to see it go forward. Alpha and Rose Lady and Christine, all of them. You know, I don't want to start calling names, too many names, but I do appreciate what they do to make sure we get this music out to the world.
That's right. You guys heard it here on the Hilltop Radio Show, our jazz series. Again, Nathan Mitchell, man, I appreciate you, man. You don't know how much this means to have you on here tonight, man. Real talk, brother.
Man, it's a blessing. Oh, and I, you know what? I cannot forget, and I almost let it, and definitely charge this to my head and not my heart, but I definitely got to send a really, really, really big shout out to my big brother and my friend and mentor, Najee, for looking out, to my manager, Dahlia, and also Miles at Staccato Management. You know, so, I mean, they have just been, they are amazing to have in your corner. If you feel like you're having a bad day, those are the people you want to have in your corner. If you feel like you're underrated, those are the people to have in your corner. So I appreciate them, and I definitely appreciate you too, my friend, for having me on here, and all you DJs, and I'm looking forward to this connect. I'm looking forward to what kind of match we're getting ready to make together.
Oh yeah, man. Go ahead, Debo. I'm sorry.
You're in Tampa? That's where you're at?
I'm in Tampa. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got a flood of brothers I'm gonna send your way. I got a whole bunch of brothers in St. Pete in Tampa, in Orlando. I got a gang of brothers down there. So
yeah, man.
I'm going to open a floodgate, and he loves my one of my main compadres. He's a jazz con. He just loves jazz. So all he does is listen to jazz, drink Heineken, and play Bid Whist. So I'm definitely going to call the brothers to come check you out. Wherever your next event is, can you shoot that to Sean? Sean, you can shoot it to me, and I'll shoot it to them.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, Debo, you'll be able to meet him, you know, when he comes to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. You'll be able to meet Nate up there and Najee.
Okay, so he's going to be on that card. In the meanwhile, I definitely want to send, if he's doing any kind of shows or events there, I definitely want to get my brother there to support him in the meanwhile.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. I will definitely keep you posted. We definitely, like, this weekend, I'm actually going to be in Lake Arbor with Najee this weekend. However, I'm going to be there the next weekend doing my own show. And then after that, I'm going to be in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
That's where GQ live at.
We'll be in Jacksonville, North Carolina in 2 weeks. And then I'll be in Richmond, Virginia for 2 days, the 30th and the 31st. So Jacksonville, North Carolina, if you're there, come on out. You know, the date on that show, I want to say it's the 24th, July 24th.
All right, GQ.
What about Jacksonville? What about Jacksonville? That's where I'm at.
I'll have to find the flyer, but I will definitely get that out.
Okay, so that's where I'm at right now in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Okay, yeah, we definitely got to
give you information. I can check you out.
It's actually, you know what? It's I know we're gonna be performing at. I'm performing at the Courtyard Marriott on Henderson Drive.
That's right, at Courtyard Marriott.
Isn't that the Marriott where I stayed at?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's where it's at. Yeah, it's off Henderson Drive. Yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah, that's the same one where I stayed at when I was there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm this concert is sponsored by Fundable.
All right, I'll make sure he gets the information, Nate, for you, brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Sir. All right, man. Anything else you want to leave us with, man? All right, how about leaving some inspiring words for, you know, us young women and men that are playing instruments, man, or trying to get, you know, in the industry with, you know, playing an instrument. What can you leave them with, man?
You know, one, practice, be persistent, but I'm going to tell you two words that hopefully will resonate and that will just sit in and that are two powerful words for you, just like they are for me. Be legendary. Be legendary.
Wow.
Just be legendary.
All right, you're already here on the Hilltop Radio Show again, Mr. Mitchell, man. An honor, a pleasure to have you here with us, man. And I told you, you know, we were going to have some fun and, you know, hope we gained everything that we talked, you know, tonight here on the show, man. And, you know, like I said, we're going to bring you guys back one big night, one night only show talking all that jazz, you know, here on the Hilltop, man.
Yes, indeed.
Maybe yes. we'll have the Zoom and stuff up and going that night, man, you know, live while we're doing the show, and maybe you guys can do a little show for us and stuff like that. We'll get that set up.
Oh,
we'll try to get that set up and everything, you know, you, Najee, and Mr. Baldwin and others, you know, maybe we can have a nice little concert night here on the show for the people that are going to be tuning in and listening, man. That'd be awesome.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah, just let me know, man, and we'll make it work.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man. Love you, brother. Be talking to you tomorrow, man.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a wonderful night, and until next time.
Yes, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Same, Robert.
Nice to meet you, brother. Nice to meet you.
Indeed.
I look
Thank
forward
y'all so-
to meeting you in Rehoboth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all, and y'all have a good night.
You do the same. All right, you guys, that was Mr. Nathan Mitchell.
Wow.
Here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Oh, shoot, I just hung up on Robin. Damn. I didn't mean to do that shit.
Yes, you did.
I didn't mean to hang up on Robin.
I'm just cutting up, man. I know you
all
did.
All right, we'll be right back here. We'll go to a quick commercial. We'll be right back here on the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Mr. Willie Adamay. I need you to get in this room, and I need you to get in right now. I need to talk to you. Yeah, I need to talk to her. Hold up, Pops. What's wrong? What's wrong, Pops? Yeah, your mama, man, she's getting on my nerve. Pops, calm down. Calm down. Listen. Hold on. Mom, get in here. Listen, she's coming, Pops. Listen, calm down, man. No, I'm not going to calm down. She's mad at me because me and her was praying, and she didn't understand my prayer. What you mean, Pops? She was praying, and she didn't understand your prayer? No, she didn't understand it. Hold on. Here she come.
Oh, Willie.
Now, Adamay.
I'm here, Willie.
Adamay, now listen. When I was praying, and I told you that God is able, what did you say?
Well, I said God ain't able.
because Cain killed Abel. See, this is what I'm talking about. She wants to mess with my whole pops. Pops, hold on. Pops, calm down. Calm down. No, I'm not going to calm down because I'm going to pops. Pops, calm down. No, let him talk. No. Mom, pops. Both of y'all calm down. Listen. Okay. Pops, you said that God is able, right? Yeah, I said God is able. Now, if God is able, Mom, that's what the Bible.
No. God is not able. In Genesis, the Bible says that Cain killed Abel. So God ain't able.
No, Mom, that's not what he's talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about, son. She don't understand.
Shut up, Willie. Shut up.
You shut up. Now, hey, both of y'all calm down now. Just calm down. Listen, we're going to have to pray, all right? We're going to have to get this together. Hey, this is 6L7. That's my clip, me playing three people at one time. Check it out.
All right, you guys, that's my main man. This comedian, Lamar 6L7, bringing some comedy here to the show, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Robin, I didn't mean to hang up on you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Because he told me the show was over, and I was like, uh-oh, and I looked, and I saw the meter going on the broadcast, so I called back in. I almost ended it on the live stream, okay? The devil is a liar. Man, it's all right.
Right, yeah, that's my man, 6L7. He's going to be bringing some entertainment to you guys and every week. Yeah. He had a year off as well, too, with the pandemic and whatnot. Well, you know, DJ Debo, man, you know, we got some time left, man. Your thoughts on Bill Cosby being released from prison, man?
I'm just going to keep it real. Some people might not like this, what I got to say, but I'm going to say it. I mean, I don't know what he done. And if he done what was said that he done, if he did, I think he should have paid for what he done. But at the same time, I've read that manuscript that the last lady wrote, and she clearly admitted that she lied. She did not tell the whole story. So with that being said, I just don't know. I really don't know what to believe. But I'm glad that he is home. But the damage has already been done, because a lot of things and a lot of his accomplishments, accolades that he had achieved over the years, a lot of people really turned on him. Temple, for one. Temple University turned on him. Morehouse turned on him. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's like it's a really touchy conversation to have. But the truth is the truth. We really don't know what transpired. So obviously, for the courts to do what they done, it obviously was something that they felt they had to do.
Right. Robin Lynn Maven, what's your take?
So I'm glad that he is out. And he's a good representation of being able, what it is to being able to afford a good lawyer. So he was able to fight his case, and he got a sweetheart deal. Okay, in fact, he had the same prosecuting attorney as Jeffrey Epstein and that other dude. One other dude, okay? The Trump impeachment. Okay, he was the prosecutor for all of that. So he got a sweetheart deal, and so when I say that I'm glad that he's out and that he's going to make a full comeback, a lot of people get upset like they did at Felicia Rashad, and they go, what about the victims and woo-woo-woo-wah-wah. No one is saying anything about any real victims or anything that any real injuries or anything like that. But a lot of people came forward and recanted their statements and said that they were paid to make a case against him. And at the same time, him and Hugh Hefner, man, they was hanging. Back in those times, it was drug, sex, and rock and roll in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, okay? So, you know, everything was free love, free sex, free drugs. And when you're playing the game and you get got, hey. So you can't come back if you willingly participated. If you got on that casting couch because you didn't have to go in that room and you didn't have to get on that couch and you didn't have to have that sex. So whether you was going to be a Playboy bunny like Hugh Hefner did by giving them jobs, or you was trying to be an actress or a model or a starlet, if you played the game and got by the game, you can't come back later and play victim. So that's what I say about all that.
You know what else, Robin? Sean,
yeah.
that I really wanted to add to it that I just, you know, I didn't add to what I was going to say. The truth is, if you really look back at this, and look at when all this stuff came about, the truth is Bill Cosby didn't have a problem at all. We didn't hear nothing about anything about what Bill Cosby allegedly done, supposedly had done, or anything like that until he became a prime candidate to purchase Viacom. When Viacom was in trouble, Bill Cosby was the money behind Viacom to purchase Viacom. 3 weeks after all that happened, well, I think it was supposed to go to finalizing the purchase within the next 3 weeks. And inside of that 3 weeks before that purchase was to be finalized, this came up. It wasn't intended for him to purchase Viacom. And the only way that they could...
And his land holdings in Pennsylvania, he owns more land than any citizen in the United States, okay? More than Bill Gates, more than all of those guys. And so, and Hugh Hefner, he kept a book on everybody like Hoover did. And him and Bill Cosby was real, real tight. Matter of factly, they had charges on Hugh Hefner and Bill Cosby years ago, but they waited until Hugh Hefner died before they really started pursuing him. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because
right.
So they're trying to take him out because he's got all this information on everybody. So. And because he's making power moves trying to buy Viacom and NBC. So.
Right. DJ GQ, what's your take on the situation, brother?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad he's home. And I follow the thing. And I listen to Police Rashad. And from her perspective views, that he didn't ever try nothing with her. So. I'm really begging, like, well, it's like you can get drunk and you know what you're doing, you haven't said it takes through the pain. That's the same thing with a drug. Both of them knew what they were doing. But what really was it, Bill Cosby was about to buy NBC, China 7. He was finna get that whole station. He was finna buy that station when this happened too. Even what Debo said and Maven, but he also was finna buy WNTC, well, Channel 7, put that way. And they didn't want him to have it. They didn't want him to have it. So they had to do something to conquer up. They had to conquer up something to stop that from being, stop that to happen. They didn't want them to have it. And like
I mean, it takes
two to tangle. If you can get drunk, both parties drunk, everybody know what they're doing. Okay? If you go high on drugs, you know what you're doing. You wanted it just like he did. So you see an opportunity when they brought it up
in court, you see an opportunity to say, well, I'm going to jump in there and get some of this money. You got to read between the lines, man. To me, I'm glad he out. This man, was 80 years old. You're going to send an 80-year-old man to jail. Something happened 20, 30 years ago. Come on, man.
You know what, bro? We gotta call memory to aid, because now I'm not trying to turn it into a racial type thing, but I'm gonna keep it funky all the time, and I'm gonna say how I feel. Now, when it came to that cat, and when they was putting him in a position for a lifetime appointment as a Supreme Court justice, it was the same damn identical shit. But they said, how can they hold him responsible, or how do we expect him to remember what he did 30 years ago or what happened 30 years ago? How do you expect him to do this, and how do you expect him? Who the hell keep a ledger or a calendar of their events from 30 years ago?
Thank you. Man, 80 years old. It's just definitely alone.
Well, it's a lot of them. We got to keep in mind, man, when we dealing with a system that was designed to imprison you will never free you. And I'm talking about not just free from jails or prisons or things like that. Because if the truth be told, if you go back, look at some of the Jim Crow laws and Robin, I know you're familiar with them.
Yes.
So it's a way to oppress. Now, you could be, Don King said it one time, that the way that they look at you, if you are a rich man of color, you're just a rich nigga. But at the end of the day, you still that nigga, you know. And with Bill Cosby, I think this, for me, in my opinion, I ain't going to say what he didn't do, because we know that during that time, like Robin said, the atmosphere at that time was rock and roll and free-spirited and all that shit. Now, even Bill said he admitted, he said he did give them Quaaludes after they asked for them.
Well,
he admitted that even in the book.
Well, I think he didn't want me to have that show, that whole... That's the bottom line. They didn't want Bill Cosby to own that Channel 7.
That was too much power. It was too much power for a person of... Too much power and control and a platform. Now, it was a platform. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, y'all quote this night, July the 5th. Quote me on this, and remember, Danny Sebo didn't say it. I'm going to give it 5 years. From today. I'll guarantee you within the next 5 years, something, because Tyler Perry is making the moves that he is making, or the moves that he's making, I'll give it 5 years. They'll come up with something on him.
On him, yeah.
It'll be something that he's done.
Yeah, he ain't too far behind. He's all right. Because he's getting too much power, getting too much more. They're going to stop that.
All right. We'll be right back, y'all.
It's time to get a whole new perspective on Ram trucks. Because to us, there are no small jobs, no little tasks. And when it comes to innovation, there are no modest ideals. No wonder why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. Ram trucks, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
All right, welcome back to the Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. Shout out to my main man, Nathan Mitchell, for taking time out of the schedule and joining us here on the Hilltop Radio as we give you guys some more of the jazz series. And, man, we got big stuff up and coming. Willie Morris of Cameo is going to be spending some time with us. Al Davis, a Southern Soul artist. Glenn Jones is due with us, and it's a whole list of people we're waiting on just to fill dates and schedules with here on the show. And you know, without you guys, Hilltop wouldn't be here again. You know, I just want to let everybody know we're at 230.27K hits right now in the world as it's going around. So I appreciate everybody for paying attention to what we're doing and how we're doing it. We're not in no competition with anybody. We've been doing this for 11 years strong, and I've created this from, you know, birth of a baby, and it's 11 years old, and we're still making it already. It went from a baby to adulthood within 11 years. It skipped childhood and went straight to adulthood. So
I appreciate
everybody that's put their time and effort in and what am I doing. And we got some more exciting shows. We had an awesome show last night with the Trap Show, Underground Trap Music Radio Show. We were blessed with she's on with us, and trying to mold her and becoming a good co-host with us here on the show. Bonita Applebaum is with us. She's been hanging with us. Got to get her out of that damn shyness and everything, and she's going to be an awesome co-host. Hopefully one day have her own radio show doing her thing. And we had, like, again last night, herself and Max Shug and Max Sweet. We had an awesome trap show last night. We had a young man came in, called in from Mizzou, and it was awesome. It was awesome. You guys missed a good show. If you missed it, go back in the archives and pull the show up and listen to it. Young talent that we're going to be bringing to you guys each and every week here on Hilltop. And then tomorrow night is our trap show. Tomorrow night is our trap show from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And Miss Bonita Applebaum will be back on there with another one of her trap songs. You guys were missing Debo and GQ. I'm going to go ahead and play the song you guys missing last night here tonight. This is called Sick Man. It's a lot of licking and sticking.
Suck on this pussy like a sick man, do a limit. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy like a sick man, sick man. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy like a sick man, do a limit. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy like a sick man, sick man. Suck on this pussy like a sick man, do a limit. I swear this pussy got power, make a nigga spend it. Why would I settle for a sack when he got me? Is make a nigga spend his whole check when I'm in the building. She's so fat, got a tight grip, and she gushy. Look it up, the definition of some good pussy. I said this pussy so mean, hurt a nigga feelings. I don't even need your money, nigga, you see how I'm living. Don't get it twisted, don't play, nigga, I ain't friendly. In the head game, don't count, bitch, if I ain't winning. I put this pussy in your mouth, have your head spinning. But you only get those benefits if your head winning. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy. Suck on this pussy like a sick man, do a limit. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy. Suck on this pussy like a sick man, sick man. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy. Suck on this pussy like a sick man, do a limit. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy. Suck on this pussy like a sick man, sick man. Don't fuck, you know you love sucking on this pussy. You try your best to put it on me, yeah, you're still a rookie. Now you mad cause I won't let you bite the cookie. No, you can't fuck me, but I'll let you suck the pussy. She said his head got game, where that nigga at? Fill him up every day, I had a nigga fat. Keep this pussy in your mouth, nigga, that's fast. Boy, you know the drill, flip me over, suck it from the back. He eats this pussy like piranhas when they in a frenzy. Then he ride a bitch like a power tool when he in it. Looked in my eyes, kissed me and said he ain't finished. Just a head good, brush yourself for this pussy whooping. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy. Suck on this pussy like a sick man, do a limit. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy. Suck on this pussy like a sick man, sick man. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy. Suck on this pussy like a sick man, do a limit. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy. Suck on this pussy like a sick man, sick man. What's up, hating hoes? Bitch, what it do? I heard you mad, but you can suck this pussy too. I see you thirsty here, come and get some pussy juice. You mad cause you suck my pussy tight and your pussy loose. You hoes dumb, let these niggas tell you anything. Cause when you raised up, that nigga had a milk ring. He likes to suck a seat, that's why I keep it tight and clean. It must be good to him cause he eat it like it's ice cream. So I don't wanna hear shit you say, that nigga say. To be honest, he eats his pussy every day. Don't tell me shit, let me tell you this, listen. Every night he eat my pussy, bitch, they be tongue kissing. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy.
suck on this pussy. Suck on this pussy like a sick man, sick man.
After all that, he gonna be well. Go ahead, DJ D-Bo. Talk to us, man.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what. You just said you trying to break her out of being shy on the radio. Where's she shy at? See, no, man, good. Hey, whoa, hey, man. I don't know what the hell to say. Y'all got wow. It's an anthem, I tell you that. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you just got an anthem.
I'll tell you, she laughs so hard. Her phone hung up. Go ahead, GQ. What you talking about?
I'm a kid, boy. She's doing a lot of looking. She got a boy doing a lot of licking his chicken, boy. That's right. He'll be tired before he get finished. To be honest with you, he's doing a lot of licking his fingers. But like D-Bo said, she got anthem right there.
Sure do.
And she ain't shy nowhere.
Oh, man. Listen, this is no lie. This is no lie. Last day when we played that song, if I'm lying, Rob and Tay, I'm lying. We played that song last night, and all of the Middle East countries and towns popped up. Are they back on again tonight, Rob? You see that in the globe?
Okay.
They back on again tonight.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Robin didn't jump out of the cake last night.
That you already know. I was about to. But fuck naked if necessary.
Oh, my God.
I'll sit up here and say, damn. It was a good damn thing at the FCC we ain't regulated by, because that damn sure would be fine tomorrow. I'll have a $100,000 fine to pay, or I'll be shut the hell down.
Just look at you and just shake their head. No, don't even try to go on the air. You got people buck naked, jumping out of cakes. You got people sucking pussies like lemons. No.
Hey, crazy. I like lemons. I like lemons.
Play crazy. She's back, y'all. Bonita, since the song finished, your damn phone went down. What happened? You had to recruit it.
Yeah, you know this phone, right? Man, actually, they won't be here.
Debo, tell her what you said about being shy again.
Shit, where's she shy at? No. Ain't no shyness going on with that.
She ain't shy, the boy.
Yeah, well, I tell you what.
We on the
radio, so I shut the hell up. I shut the hell up before I get beat down. I ain't gonna say no more. This is an offline conversation.
I want to give a shout out to Lady Razzmatazz, because she's tuning in and commenting and sharing the live show, the live stream on Facebook. So shout out to you, girl. We see you. Thank you.
Man, I ain't even know Lady Razzmatazz is still alive. I ain't heard from her in about 3 or 4 months, almost a damn year. Oh, she hear that shit. She owed me a phone call.
Uh-oh.
That's right, Lady Razzmatazz.
Robin,
Lady Razzmatazz, your music is on hold until I hear until I get a phone conversation with you, woman.
Remix. I wasn't trying to start nothing.
This is the remix.
You know, I told you to mute my mic, Sean. I told you.
Yeah.
Probably you got that girl in trouble.
So you guys heard Bonita Applebaum, but Debo, we calling her Foxy Brown on Hilltop. She's
Foxy
a Foxy Brown on Hilltop.
Sugar,
yeah.
Dog.
Foxy Brown, oh, sugar.
Foxy Brown,
Foxy
Brown, what a kill.
So we gotta give the underground artists with the hardcore, you know, with the gangster, you know, and the trap music. We gotta give them due. We gotta give them their due too, man. We can't signify them out, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that was hardcore there.
Well, you know, well, just like we said though, believe it, it's an anthem. It's an anthem.
You can't repeat this now.
I'm being dead serious, man. That as an anthem.
That's a straight answer right there.
You laughing. Dead serious. I already said now at the end of the night when the club going down, when everything closing down, there it is. All you hear in the parking lot, suck this pussy.
I don't know, Debo. The way the song sounds, they might want to make it to the parking lot.
Hell yeah, they be all the bathroom stalls to be used.
Yeah, man, the stalls all jammed up and shit, man. What's going on, man? I can't even use the bathroom, man. And people all up in the bathroom in the DJ booth.
Under the stage, like on Penitentiary 2.
Yeah.
You say you gonna get some food thing. Yeah, you gonna get some food thing. You say you get some food thing. Yeah,
Lisa. Hey, I'm trying to be flipped. Man. A lot of people say Candy Looker was a bad song.
Can't
that one.
Foxy Brown Sugar, you in the hot seat. You want to explain the lyrics to that song?
What was you thinking? I mean, I know what you were thinking. What was I thinking to ask that question?
That young boy had it wide open, dude.
Oh, shit. You're stupid.
Come on, Foxy. Talk to me, baby.
And y'all want some head, too.
You know what?
There you go. Let it all out, baby. Let it all out.
I am not mad. I tell you what, I got a couple choice things I can say, but I don't think it'd be too wise to say it right now.
What is
going on?
Hell no, man. I don't want to get divorced.
Oh, shit. Hey, so that, you know, what you guys heard a while ago, you guys, make sure you tune in tomorrow night, Debo and GQ, if you guys ain't doing nothing, man. Make sure you tap in tomorrow night to the Trap House show, man. And you guys are going to be surprised with the talented and the old school music, man, the old school beats that these cats have gone back and recreated their trap music to, man. And then we got another song with Bonita excuse me, Foxy Brown Sugar tomorrow night. She'll be on again tomorrow night with another one of her songs, Bags Tape. We're going to be dropping that tomorrow night. Yeah, so this is a young lady that brought you Touch Me Unbothered. You know, now she's bringing y'all Sick Man, you know.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, I like it. Oh, bring
two. Bring one for me.
And she gonna make one call,
put it to the side.
Hey,
why you bullshitting?
I had to get that one out.
But need to let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media. Yeah.
Applebaum on Facebook and Twitter, and The Real Me Applebaum. And also, if you listen to download any music, you can find me on all the music platforms.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So you guys make sure y'all tap in tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Benita. Say it one more time.
I was saying, how about that? You always talking about I'm shy. How that was good, right?
Yeah, that was a good tonight. Yeah, she ain't shy tonight,
y'all. That was great.
Yeah, she wide open, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, she wide open tonight, Sean.
Ask me where you can find me at, Sean.
That means, Rob.
Robin, where can we find you at?
You can find me in Benita Applebaum Salon getting sucked like a lemon.
Well, y'all, now say, now listen, last night on the show, I said, y'all go to Applebaum's Trap House. She got stripper poles all over the damn house. Annie in the bathroom, in the tub, in the shower, in the kitchen sink, every damn way, on the stove, on the damn microwave. Yeah. Got five in the bedroom. Every bedroom got five stripper poles in there, boy. Yeah.
Man, I like to live. Can I? I want to come visit. Shit.
Her trap house is an orgy house. That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But you don't want to go over there, man.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
but like I told everybody last night.
Sucking like lemon.
Like I told everybody last night, I told everybody last night, Debo, that before you go in her trap house, she taking all electronic devices. You cannot go in there with your phone. You ain't recorded nothing up in there. Everything is private.
Well, listen, I'm going, and I'm going to tell my wife exactly why I'm going. You know what I mean? And then later on, it's going to be a movie written about it. I'm going with a Bible in my hand, because I'm going to try to say to people in there.
The trap house evangelist. Gone, brother.
I'm trying to save you. But I got to experience what's going on in there before I can start saving people.
Yeah, you're going to have some holy water, all right. Yeah. Y2J.
Family loves ourselves even more as you see the day approaching.
Right, some YKY. That's your holy word, that YK.
That's that little jelly. That's funny.
I can hear you.
That's the KYJ.
Hey. the health department is parked out in front of her house with giving out condoms when you go to her trap house.
Oh, Lord.
Debo going to that trap house, he better curse the energizer with him.
I ain't going there. You trying to get me killed. Man, I'm trying to live.
I bet you I'm not even there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be there.
Debo, you go up in there. You go over there, Debo, they gonna be talking like them Chinese women. No GI, no GI. You got big wang. No GI.
He love you long time.
He love you long time, no GI. All right, y'all, real quick, Debo, where everybody can follow you at on social media, man.
Y'all can follow me at Debo Taylor L. That's DeboTaylor -EL on Facebook, on IG, Debo the Pro, DeboDaPro, at World Play DJs. You can also catch me right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Any nights that my brother call on me, then he needs it, y'all get with me, send me a message, send me an email, a smoke signal to get with me by drum, however you going to do it. Holler at your boy.
All right, DJ GQ, man, where can I find you at, man?
Okay, you can find me at Harold Thompson on Facebook, Instagram, World Play DJs right here on the Hilltop, and also 99.9 WJCB, the number one afternoon show from 12 to 1, Cactus Day Cafe. And you also check me out at 4 o'clock on the Gospel Show.
All right. Miss Robin Lynn, Maven Vibes Live Radio, I am streaming. Where can I find you at?
Turn on your internet. Vibes Live is what you get. You can find me everywhere at Robin Lynn Maven. Everywhere.
Robin,
at Gmail.
What's the rat?
Yes. Twitter. What was that? Was that a question?
I said, Robin, just bust a rat. You just bust a rat.
I can rap. Uh-huh.
I
just don't
be
know
your
the
man.
Words. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. But everywhere at Robin Lynn Maven, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google, just everywhere, man. Just act like you know. And then I park. I live at the Hilltop Radio Show. Uh-huh. At the same time, Vibes Live Radio with no hands. All right, then. And thanks for having me, Sean. Man, I'm real happy over here.
Oh, no problem. And our latest... Our newest, not latest shit, I'm sorry, our newest co-host, she's going to be with us each and every time we're on. We're gonna keep her on and bring her into the radio, so maybe one day she have her own radio show. That's Foxy Brown Sugar. Let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media there, Foxy Brown Sugar.
It's Looking at Apple Bomb on Twitter and Facebook, and The Real Brand New Apple Bomb on Instagram.
That's right, you guys, make sure you tune in tomorrow night. You can catch her tomorrow night on the Tribe House Radio Show, along with myself, Robin Lynn Maven, and DJ GQ and DJ Debo will be in the house here tomorrow night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. You artists, all right? You guys, we got two of the best DJs coming on the radio show, so you guys got to impress these cats because they have the ability of pushing your music not only locally, but nationally and worldwide. So the opportunity is there with the DJ coalition that we have coming on here. So on behalf of DJ Sean, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you guys check the show out tomorrow night because we'll be getting it in. You guys have much
Damn
love,
right.
Much love, respect, peace, love, and hair grease. And we out of here.
Peace and blessings. Hilltop Radio Show, baby.
All right, y'all. We're going to get on out of here with Sick Man. You guys have a good night.
Make a nigga spend his whole check when I'm in the building. She's so fat, got a tight grip. gushy gushy. Look it up, the definition of some good pussy. I said this pussy so mean, hurt a nigga feelings. I don't even need your money, nigga. You see how I'm living. Don't get it twisted, don't play, nigga. I ain't friendly. In the head game, don't count, bitch. If I ain't winning, I put this pussy in your mouth, have your head spinning. But you only get those benefits if your head winning. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy like a sick man. Do a lemon. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy. You try your best to put it on me, yeah, you're still a rookie. Now you mad, cause I won't let you bite the cookie. No, you can't fuck me, but I'll let you fuck the pussy. He said his head got game, where that nigga at? Fill him up every day, I had that nigga fat. I keep this pussy in your mouth, nigga, that's fast. Boy, you know the drill, flip me over, suck it from the back. He eat this pussy like piranhas when they in a frenzy. Then he ride a bitch like a power tool when he in it. Looked in my eyes, kissed me and said he ain't finished. If the head good, brush yourself for this pussy rookie. Come and get some pussy juice. You mad cause you saw my pussy tight and your pussy loose. You hoes dumb, let these niggas tell you anything. Cause when he raised up, that nigga had a milk ring. He likes a sucker, see, that's why I keep it tight and clean. It must be good to him cause he eat it like it's ice cream. So I don't wanna hear shit you say, that nigga say. To be honest, he eats his pussy every day. Don't tell me shit, let me tell you this, listen. Every night he eat my pussy, bitch, they be tongue kissing. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy. Suck on this pussy like a sick man, do a lemon. Suck on this pussy, suck on this pussy like a sick man. Do a lemon, suck on this pussy.